Taonga stolen during the invasion of Parihaka remain in vaults and on mantelpieces of Nelson homes. About 200 of the 1,600 constabulary and volunteers who destroyed the unarmed Taranaki township 139 years ago were from Nelson and Marlborough. During the plunder, soldiers also took souvenirs, some of which are still held by their descendants. And as our Nelson Marlborough reporter Tracy Neal found out, they're now being asked to do the right thing and return them.
The former head of the Tasman Bay's Heritage Trust, Wayne Marriott, remembers the time someone who said their ancestor had been at Parihaka presented him with a small bag of items.
And there were a number of Ponamu pieces, earpieces, small heitiki, all of which were incredibly early, none of which were registered in terms of the Ministry of Culture and Heritage Register.
Mr Marriott says the militia the Nelson troops belong to stormed into the Parihaka settlement looking for rifles.
As some of those people went through Parihaka, not only did they remove the rifles, which they had to hand in, but they also managed to acquire small pieces of ponamu, which were in some of the houses.
He says gaps in legislation have made protection and restitution of Māori artefacts difficult, but returning them would be a big step towards healing lingering wounds over war in this country.
While we are sending back diaries and photographs to Japan and to Italy and to Germany, actually there may be a different level of story now where in fact some of this material that's sitting in our families may in fact need to be returned back to those it was taken from.
The speaker for one of the marae at Parihaka says they grew up with stories about the plundering of valuables and food from the houses. Dr. Ruakere Hond of Te Paepae o Te Rokura says repeated thefts took place in the days following the raids and in the years of military occupation of the community. He says it's not widely known that some of the stolen taonga is in Nelson, but it's no surprise.
We've always known about the fact that soldiers from Nelson came to Parihaka and were a part of that invasion on the 5th of November in 1881. So, no, it's not a surprise to hear that.
Dr. Hon says returning the artefacts has to be voluntary, but would be seen as a mark of respect by Nelson families towards Parihaka.
There may be little that can be done legally around this, and within Parihaka, we wouldn't be able to trace particular items to whānau because it has been so long. But I think it's really time for whānau to consider those things that they have and to understand the background of how it came into their possession and to say, well, is it still appropriate that we hold on to these given that they were stolen from the community of Parihaka?
Nelson historian and author John Mitchell says a repatriation effort by Golden Bay's Oni Tahua Marae Committee shows how it can be done. They invited experts from the Turnbull and Te Papa to trace and register local artefacts.
And they invited the Takaka community to bring in anything that they might have. And of course, many, many families have stuff that they had found in the course of farm work.
Dr. Mitchell says dozens turned up.
So this was a hellish successful occasion, and even more successful, the Marae now has several glass cabinets in which dozens of these artefacts now live. They were given to the Marae by a lot of these people.
Ruakere Hond says a Parihaka visitor facility is being built that will exhibit taonga and share the narrative, past, present and future of Parihaka. I wakatū mō te hōtaka o te ata nei, ko Tracy Neal tēnei.